Hey, my name is Jeremiah Kingship, and I want you to know that for a moment here, I want to share a few things for you, and while I do that, I would ask one thing, is that you would have an open heart. You would just have an open heart. And the reason that we do what we do is because we want to share Jesus. This really isn't about combining God and beer. This is about combining people with Jesus and introducing people to a relationship with who Jesus is. Tonight, I want to share a couple of things about what it means to be committed. And hi, how are y'all? You're like, what did we just walk into? You just walked into the first church. You can, you're more than, there, I'm Catholic. Yeah. Come have a beer and hear a message of hope is our slogan. I want you to come have a beer and hear a message of hope. Well, good for you, number five. How about those Eagles?
Go Eagles.
This is how we are here at the first.
Are you?
What's that?
Eagles fan.
No, I'm not an Eagles fan.
You're not an Eagles fan.
Oh, no. Go Packers. All right. Here we go. Go Pack, go. And the Jets because of Favre, but I don't like the Jets. Anyway, I want to let you know something here real quick. Is that I desire to be committed to being the man that God has made me to be. And if I asked you what that would mean, men in here, for you to define manhood to me, what would you say? We would all have a different definition, I'll tell you that. We might say things like being more godlike, nice, and respectful, and but I want to come from four different areas that I honestly that I am committing my life to. Here in the last week, I committed to something. I committed to something last week, and I want to share this with you. I am not a morning person. And at 6:15, I committed to a study to go and learn what it means to be a man. Walking through the Bible, walking through and listening to people who have been all their lives have been searching for what it means to be a man. And I want you to know that I'm not a morning person, but I am committed to this, and I'm not committed to this for anyone else except for my own self. I'm being selfish. Because I want to know what it means to be a man walking on this earth and glorifying God. Gloria a Dios is what it would be. And so, there's four faces that I have seen in this first study that I just want to share with. I want to tell this to you because I want not only you to hold me accountable, but I want to be an example and a leader in this. Is that I am committing to the first face of what it means to be a man is called the king. The king face. And it's not because of my family name. It has simply to do with the king of glory. And here's some characteristics that represent the face of the king. Strong convictions. Do you have these? Courageous moral choices. Do you make them? Do you have a servant spirit? And do you lead in righteousness? How about the second face? The warrior. You can identify with that, Zach. In Iraq. The warrior. Here's some things that characterize this. Initiative, protecting, providing, preserving, and fighting. In 1 Timothy, it says this in 1 Timothy, which is the book in the Bible. And it says this, "But you, men of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight. Take hold of the eternal life to which you have called, which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses." I want to be a warrior for God. I want to be a man who is a warrior. The third face, and I say this to my wife specifically tonight, is that I want to be a lover I want to have romantic energy. And it has nothing to do with sex. Though it has a little bit. But you know what? I need to be a man who is committed to tenderness. Who's committed to self-sacrifice, sacrificial care, sensitivity, emotional openness, which is one of the hardest things for me to do. And physical affection, which I definitely love. Ephesians 5:25 says this, "Husbands, love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." And I long to be that man for you, Mark. And I'm not trying to abuse my stage here, but I want you to know that I'm committing to that. And then the fourth face is the friend face. And this all impacts us. But it's characterized by this, loyalty. Are you a loyal person? Would you consider yourself loyal? How about accountable or accountability and challenge and fun? Proverbs says this, considering friends, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. I want to encourage you to think about the things that you're committed to. Do you know that when you're committed to something that you run wholeheartedly after it? That you're excited? That you can't stop? You can't stop thinking about it. You can't get your mind turned off. That you run forward when you're committed. And I want you to consider about being committed. I would pray, my ultimate prayer is that you would consider being committed wholeheartedly to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But we can start small. Would you be committed to the first church? Would you be committed to this community? I want you to know that we had a picnic today. It was awesome. And you missed out. You know how I know you missed out? Because we had 6 people there. And you know what? It was well worth it. It was well worth it for the 6 people that came. But I would love for you to take this challenge and be committed to the first church. There's this story of Jesus that he's walking down this road. And I'll end with this. That he's walking down this road and he's carrying this heavy, heavy load. And as he's carrying this heavy load, he's looking around at people who are looking at him. People who are shouting at him and cursing at him and belittling him and calling him a criminal. And as he's walking down this road and he's carrying this load, I can't help but to imagine how his mind and his heart could possibly stay committed to the road that he was walking. The road that he's walking led to a hill, and the hill that he was on led to a cross, and the cross that he was on led to his death. And at any point in time, he could have stopped. And we sitting here tonight would have no hope. And because he was committed to you and to me, may you take that example of who Jesus is and his commitment to your salvation. In the midst of all the noise, may you hear this right here. In the midst of all the distractions, would you hear that Jesus is committed to you? No matter if you turn and aren't committed to him for a moment, for a year, for a lifetime, and on your deathbed you commit, he is always committed to you, and he will never turn his back. He never once stopped on that road and laid down the cross. He continued to the point that he was on the cross and said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." And I pray this, may you know that you're loved. May you know that you're cherished. And may you think about your commitments in life and the ultimate commitment to Jesus. Let's pray. God, I pray that you would bring about commitments in this room and in this bar. Father, I pray for people in this very bar who have not committed their life to you. I pray that they would seek you. Father, I thank you for being a God who seeks us. But Father, I know that there is a divine encounter in this room right now of someone who is listening to what I'm saying about how Jesus is committed, and it's impacting their heart. And I pray that you would move them. You would move them to confession. You would move them to consider your love. Father, I thank you that we can be a part of this place. I pray blessing over Mike Fullington and Scott Lucchese. I pray blessing, Father, over this bar. May this be a place that first glorifies you and then comes, Father, to celebrate first family or beer or whatever it is. Father, we lift this up to you and we thank you in Jesus' name.